This holiday season, make Jeans Good as New Consignment Shop your go-to for all things merry and bright. From cozy winter wear like coats, scarves, and boots to festive holiday sweaters, they have everything you need to keep the entire family warm and stylish without spending a fortune. Decorate your home with holiday treasures and find unique gifts that are as memorable as the season itself. Give a gift that's sure to wow. Stop by and make this season sparkle at Jeans Good as New, 718 Church Street, right off the square in Mountain Home.
Hey, Rich Norcross with Mountain Valley of the Ozarks. Just because you are at work does not mean you do not have the opportunity to enjoy Mountain Valley spring water. Mountain Valley of the Ozarks specializes in the delivery of 2.5 and 5 gallon glass, as well as 5 gallon plastic bottles of pure spring water. Whether it's to an office, a warehouse, or any type of commercial setting, get Mountain Valley water delivered to your door. Call us today, 870-425-9565. Mountain Valley of the Ozarks, helping you stay healthy and hydrated while on the job.
I'm Dr. Nick Souter, the newest member of the team of board-certified surgeons at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. I'm accepting patients at our clinics in Mountain Home and Salem, where I'll be evaluating and treating a broad scope of orthopedic issues. We use the most advanced technologies in both surgical and non-surgical procedures, like hyaluronic acid, PRP, and stem cell injections, all to help you stay active.
See Dr. Russ Rawls, Dr. Jason McConnell, and Dr. Nick Souter at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, number 3 Medical Plaza.
Back here on the Bomber Sports Network on YouTube and Classic Hits 101.7. Glad you're here with us. And my goodness, if you're just tuning in, the Bombers have been scorching from the three-point line as they hit 10 first-half threes. As we're ready to resume play here, Rogers with the basketball. They're now moving from left to right in front of us here. And on your radio dial, Mountain Home will go from right to left. Both teams will be shooting in front of their own benches. Same starters for Mountain Home. Pretty much the same five that's been out there as Corp comes up with the steal. Bombers going on the other end. Hadowski picks up the dribble. Back to Corp to Tate. Now to the corner. Ryder McClain wide open for three. This one is missed. Corp tapped it out of bounds. It's going to stay with Mountain Home as it was last touched by Lawton. Fresh 35 for the Bombers here. Tate will throw it in. It's going to be a 2-3 zone on the inbounds. They'll get it. McClain is going to drive along the baseline as he lost it out of bounds off his foot. Possession will go to Rogers. 30 seconds into this one here in the third quarter. Glad you're here with us on the Bombers Sports Network on YouTube. I'm Dylan Conley, your color analyst, play-by-play guy, everything tonight. As we're here in Northwest Arkansas, his crowd was trying to draw the foul, but Tate comes up with the steal. Tate across the timeline. He's going to go as Rogers is matched up right now. They missed Rhett Gilbert wide open in the corner for three. This one is missed. It bounced off of Kraut's head. It comes down to the hands of Lawton. Two good looks so far here in the second half for Mountain Home. And the way the Bombers have been shooting it, you're surprised that those were missed. As a series of spin moves as Kraut tried to reach around Blaine Tate. He's going to get called for displacement. Or as a lot of folks will call it, over the back, which is not a rule in high school basketball. It's displacement. They're going to get Kraut for that one. Remember Gus Kraut had a brother, Rex Kraut, that was a really good player Rogers had last year. Yeah, the Bombers' problems. That was one of the few losses the Bombers had in the hangar last year. Corp will go from the top of the key. Three-pointers, good. Jackson Corp still hot. His fourth three of the ball game. And the Bombers lead 45-24. My goodness, the onslaught continues from behind the three-point arc. They will go to the far side. Now they'll come back to Nate Jones at the top of the key, guarded by McClain. Bombers only have three fouls so far as this three-pointer's on the way. This one is missed as Tate will come up with the rebound. It saves it out of bounds as Corp comes up with it. Bombers pushing now. Podwoski with the basketball. Has good bounce pass to Tate on the right side. They give it to McClain, who's going to go back to the top of the key. Jackson Corp's feeling it, and why not? That hits off the heel of the iron. Good heat check by Corp there, as Rogers will come along on the other end. That is Jones guarded by Gilbert. They'll go back up top to Lawton, guarded by Blaine Tate. Bombers in a man-to-man defense. They will come back this way to Jones. As, oh my goodness, Lawton was wide open underneath the rim. They just missed him. Jones is going to go to the step back. Good job by Rhett to be there on top of that one. Three-pointer is good on the far side by Taylor Dye. That's his first points of the game. So Taylor Dye is in the book now. 45-27, your score here on this Thursday night edition of Bomber Basketball here on the Bomber Sports Network. Tate back to McLean. McLean's going to go to the top of the key. Jackson Corp wide open. Didn't even think about shooting. They're going to skip it back to Tate on the left side for three. Got it! Three number 12 for the Bombers. Blaine Tate's first three. Bombers up by 21. The handoff to Jones now, top of the key, as he thought about shooting a three. They'll go back to Lawton on the right side for three. Got it. So Mountain Home hits a pair of threes, and now Rogers has hit a pair of threes, so it's roughly been even, as Dylan Lawton's got 8 points so far. Tate with the ball back to Ryder McLean. They'll go to Jackson Corp in the corner, as Gilbert's going to drive along the baseline. Thought about pulling up for the 15-footer. Does, and this one goes. Lead is back to 20. Rhett Gilbert with 13 points now. Three different Bombers have scored in this third quarter. They'll go back to the far side. They'll come up top to Massey. They're going to drive as the good bounce pass actually made it around Ryder. They get to die along the baseline. Ryder walls him up. Tate hounding Lawton. He's on him like a cheap suit. They'll go back to the top of the key. They'll go to the far side. Down to four on the shot clock. I don't think Rogers sees it. Lawton has to launch a three. This one is missed. Rebounded by Blaine Tate. I believe he's close to double digits in rebounds now. Tate driving, goes to the hesitation, goes to the reverse. Dumped out of Jackson Corp off the window. Good.
Jackson Corp
with 16 points so far here in this one. And the Bombers lead 52-30. As they're going to go to the far corner for three. That one's good by Taylor Dye. And a whistle and a timeout is called. I believe Rogers called it. We're going to take a short little break. Bombers up 19. It is 52-33. This is Bomber Basketball. Classic Hits 101.7 and streaming live on the Bomber Sports Network.
FNBC is excited to announce their new Sapphire Plus checking account. Earn 4% annual percentage yield on up to $20,000 by simply using your debit card 15 times and receiving a direct deposit each statement cycle. You'll also earn 1% APY on funds above $20,000. Stop by one of their convenient locations or visit fnbc.us for more information. You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of paying that high cable or satellite service bill every month? Or what about paying for multiple streaming services and have to switch between apps to get everything you want? Brad's Home Entertainment has your solution. All your networks, weather, news, sports, and entertainment in one box. Pay yearly programming and it breaks down to as little as $35 per month. Thousands of channels at your fingertips. That's at Brad's Home Entertainment, home of Big Box Brad. Call or come by to see for yourself. 877-492-0700 or bigboxbrad.com.
Back here on the Bombers Sports Network, Bombers pouring it on. They lead by 19 on the heels of 12 threes so far in this one. It's been a good night for the Bombers from behind the three-point arc. They might want to play all of their games over here in Rogers the way that they're shooting. But they are capable of shooting it. The Bombers do have five guys that can put it on the deck. And they're able to score at a high level. Tate to Gilbert. Gilbert's going to go to Ryder McLean between the circles. Now going to go the crossover. Hounded by Lawton. They'll go to Tate. 20 on the shot clock. 2:56 to go as Podwoski wants to join the three party. He's not able to. He's the only Bomber starter without a three. Podwoski at every team camp I saw him this summer, he lit up the three-point line. And we'll come a game where he does that. Nate Jones with the basketball. They're going to go along down to Hill, who's got three fouls. As another three-pointer on the way. This one rattles around. It won't go. It's rebounded by Blaine Tate. That was from Dye. Tate goes to the hesitation along the sideline. And a whistle and a foul. As that's going to go on Nate Jones. That'll be his third foul. That is Rogers' leading scorer. He's got 15 so far. Both zeros doing damage for Mountain Home. Corp's got 16, Jones with 15. McLean with the basketball. 30 on the shot clock. They'll give it to Gilbert. That was a little head fake. Now he's going to hesitate. Go between the circles. They'll swing to the left side. Podwoski left wide open for three. That one is missed. Corp tried to swipe at it to tip it back out, but it was missed. And rebounded by Rogers. past the timeline, again moving from left to right. As a good crossover dribble, this jumper would have been a two if it went in, and a whistle. It goes out of bounds. Last touched by Rogers with a minute 58 to go. They inbound it to Tate. Tate's going to walk it up across the timeline to the right of the half-court circle. He's going to go to his right. They're going to try to find Gilbert top of the key. They do. They'll swing it to Tate on the left end. He goes from wing to wing. Goes back to McLean's, going to pull up, 15-footer, lost the handle, he went up. Podwoski gets the offensive rebound and the putback, and it's a 24-point game. Or excuse me, 21-point game, as this on the other end is Nate Jones. He's got 18 points, and the lead is back down to 19. 80 seconds to go in the third quarter here. Blaine Tate with the basketball, going to go to work against, this is Chris Hill, who already has three fouls. They'll go to Corbett, wide open again. This one is missed, rebounded by Hill. Now Rogers has numbers. Three on two as they're going to go. Good Euro step move by Taylor Dye, and a whistle and a timeout by Josh Fulcher. 101 left in this third quarter of action. We're going to take a short little break. Bombers lead by 17. This is Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7 and streaming live on the Bomber Sports Network.
Don't let an injury keep you on the bench. Board-certified orthopedic surgeons Dr. Tom Knox, Dr. Wynn Moore, and Dr. Ed Roeder at Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic are ready to treat athletes of all ages. Doctors Knox, Moore, Roeder, and the clinic staff integrate high-quality, compassionate care with innovative treatment and years of expertise. Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic will get you back to doing what you love. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call 870-424-4710 or visit baxterhealth.org.
Back here on the Bomber Sports Network and Classic Hits 101.7. Glad you're here with us for this one. This is game number one of a two-day Northwest Arkansas doubleheader for the Bombers as 61 seconds remain in this third quarter of action. Bombers will be at Bentonville West tomorrow. We won't have a broadcast for you there. Won't be on the radio. Won't be live streamed by us. I believe Bentonville West will stream it, though. We'll find that out in the morning. Podwoski's going to pull up for the three. He's got it. Now all five Bomber starters have hit a three. Tyler Podwoski, they were just standing at the elbow, and he just pulled up and finally saw one go. So we'll see if that's a start for him, as this three is missed by Rogers, as it looked like it was picked up by Dye. Dye, it looked like, displaced McLean on the ground. About a half-second difference between the game clock and the shot clock. 25 seconds to go in the third quarter. Rogers can hold for the last shot for all intents and purposes. They'll come back this way to Lawton. Lawton's going to go to the far side to Hill. He wants to pull up for three. He's got it. Good-looking stroke by Chris Hill. That's his first shot he's taken all night. He's been too busy being in foul troubles. We're down to four as this one's stolen. Down to two, down to one. It's tapped away by Tate. They put up a three at the buzzer. This one is missed. And that's three quarters of action in the books for the Bombers. We will head to the fourth quarter. Bombers with a 17-point lead here on the road in Rogers. We'll take a break. This is Bomber Basketball, Classic Hits 101.7 and on the Bomber Sports Network.
Farmers and Merchants Bank joins you in cheering on the Mountain Home Bombers. Hi, I'm Tracy Adams, a commercial loan expert. And just like the Bombers, I know it takes a great team to care for all your financial needs. Working as a team to help you reach your goals is the perfect game plan for success. Visit Farmers and Merchants Bank next to Hickory Park, and I'll be happy to help you find the right loan for your future. Remember, Farmers and Merchants Bank is in your corner, and always, go Bombers! Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Uh-oh, sounds like you need some new glass. And Clear Results Glass is here to help. At Clear Results, no job is too big or too small for our guys. Rock chip or broken windshield? Not a problem. Outdated or broken business glass? Let us help. Custom glass for your home? We can do it. With Clear Results, you can trust us to get the job done. Let us get a quote started for you. Just call 321-1098 or stop by Clear Results Glass, located at 5051 Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Back here on the Bomber Sports Network, ready to get the fourth quarter underway here. Bombers lead by 17 in the first leg of a doubleheader.